This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Headcase by Ross Armstrong, read by Ross Armstrong.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Hush, little baby. Hush quite a lot. Bad babies get rabies and have to be shot. 1. Dee da da dee da 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 dee da. It was a year of miracles. The year I learned how to walk and talk again, the year I met Emre Batu, and the year the girls went missing. But first came December. The weekend before my first week as a police community support officer began. The last week in which my brain's valleys, ridges, streets and avenues remained in perfect working order. Back when I thought a lot differently. Before I became better than normal, as Ryan says. He says that because in some ways I definitely am. Better than you, I mean. No offence. It's a Christmas gift that will lie under my brain stem, wrapped in the folds of my cerebellum, romantically lit by my angular and supramarginal gyrus, for the rest of my grateful life. So let's go back to the last week when the inside of my skull was anatomically correct, and aesthetically as it had been since the day I was born. When my brain functioned as it does for the normals, the others, the ones devoid of irregularity or uniqueness.